it's remarkable to see the symmetry of these things going on. Of course, you know, we are probably entering a similar period of demonstrations in the streets and discord over Iraq, because it is going to get worse. There's the thing closest to a Tet offensive that's going to happen. This time it's not the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong coming down and surprising everybody. It's the surge of U.S. troops, 21,000 support, 21,000 combat, and probably another 20,000 support that they're not talking about in the White House. And
you think the surge will occur, though?
Oh, it's already starting, but again, it's basically a variation of the McCain idea, which if that had happened in 2003, there was a chance that Iraq would stay alive. But I unfortunately think that the blunders that have led to the precipitous death of Saddam Hussein, without the whole world judging him in the world court, but rather a lynch mob of Shias in Iraq, he made a statement before he was hung that's going to make him a prophet. He said, when I die, Iraq dies with me. And he has a point that Iraq is an illusion. That's one of the big revelations that's going to happen in 2007. The mainstream of Iraq and America are going to have to face and then adapt their policies towards and strategies towards. Iraq is dead. Iraq is dead on arrival. And Iraq, frankly, was an illusion from the beginning. It was a thing that was created by Winston Churchill after World War One. King Faisal, who, if you've, any of you have watched Alec Guinness play the Arab King in Lawrence of Arabia, the part that he was playing was the first king of Iraq. And Iraq was ruled by totalitarian monarchs and dictators, and a police state system that had developed over the years, especially perfected and made quite grim by Saddam Hussein. All that was destroyed by the invasion of the Crusaders, as Nostradamus called them, coming into Mesopotamia, who he also foresaw would lose in their invasion.
Mm-hmm.
He said the enemy's law, he talked about the law of the enemy shall prevail, and the law of the enemy is the Sharia law of Islam, which I interpret to mean that theocratic fundamentalists in the Shia parts of the government, as well as aided by Iran, are going to hasten the defeat of America in, once again, another Vietnam defeat. I don't like saying that, but, you know, prophecy doesn't care what I want or you or anybody wants. It's just dealing with the reverberations of actions committed in the near past and in the present.
And just so everyone knows, these are your predictions. They're not right. Nostradamus now. This is
well, they're
you,
my
John
interpretations. Well, some of it is Nostradamus, my
All
interpretation
right.
of Nostradamus. Some of it is my interpretation of astrological predictions. But, you know, for whatever reason, I seem to have had a pretty good accuracy, and that can be seen in HogueProphecy.com. All the things I've said in the last 6-7 years are written down. Every show that I've done has been taped. And when you start looking through it, I'm rather shocked to see the accuracy rate being at the level that it is. I'm not very happy about it because a lot of what I'm talking about isn't happy stuff. And so hopefully that's going to shift. But as this goes, it's looking like Iraq is going to fall apart and return to what it was before Winston Churchill turned it into one country of three ethnic, cultural, religious different bodies. Now, the Turks ran the area in the Ottoman Empire for hundreds of years, but if you look at their maps, Iraq was, what we call Iraq, was three separate provinces. Churchill said, of all his mistakes, and he had many, Gallipoli and other things that he did, as many as his successes in World War One and Two, he still said to his dying day, his greatest mistake was creating Iraq.
Really? Blessing. I didn't know that.
Yep,
okay.
He said it in his writings. Biggest mistake he ever made. And now we're seeing why he had that foresight, or hindsight. It's the thing that kept it together, that can only keep it together, has been hung. And now, I think Joe Biden, the senator from Delaware, is one of the few leaders in America who's starting to get it, that Iraq is that the way to solve this problem is not by trying to keep Iraq together, but trying to allow Iraq to break apart as it must, and then develop new relationships with the three new countries, which will, I predict, one will be called Sumer. That's the name that's been bouncing around among Shias for what they will call what used to be the Shia quadrant of Iraq. The other, of course, is Kurdistan. And I don't know what to call, I don't think anybody knows what to call what will happen to the Sunni triangle. I like to call it the New Babylon, but...
Where will Baghdad be in the middle of all these three?
Well, I see Baghdad being divided like Jerusalem was divided for decades, for a couple of generations, between Palestinian Arabs and Jordanians and Jews, but only much worse. It's more like Jerusalem heavy with a little bit of Stalingrad and Beirut civil war mixed in times 10. And what we'll see probably is the eastern bank of the Tigris River that divides the city will be Shia. The western bank will be mostly Sunni when the ethnic cleansing and partitioning starts happening.
John, this is an incredible prediction in terms of what's happening worldwide. A lot of people concerned about the economy, their own pocketbook. What do you see there?
Well, here's some positive stuff that comes out of all this. There is going to be, in the next 2 years, a move towards energy independence that's going to bring open up a lot of possibilities for alternative fuels, for all kinds of possibilities for jobs, when Americans can do something similar to what happened in the 30s. Where there'd be a lot of unemployment because of oil disruption, there's also going to be a lot of, we have 80,000 bridges that need to be renewed. We have a whole infrastructure, plants for oil production, gasoline, all these things need to be increased. We have acres of trees that need to be planted. There is enough work for a leadership that gets creative and thinks out of the box. The only thing that's going to make that happen is a collective threat. And unfortunately, that's the good side of the oil shutting down in a war in the Middle East. It's going to force Americans to finally look at this like Americans in the so-called greatest generation looked at their world after Pearl Harbor. They rolled up their sleeves and started doing what needed to be done to save their country. And I think that in the short span of a couple years, you're not going to recognize America, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean it in a new directions that can happen. The things that both Republicans and Democrats are going to be debating in just 18 months or so will be surprising to what we think of now. You're going to see people debating about the climate. You're going to see them debating about alternative fuels. You're going to start finally seeing Americans come back to being what we've always done best, be the people who redefine ourselves.